Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country, and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
And of every living thing, 2 of every sort shall you bring into the ark, male and female. Save them from the coming Armageddon. All the wild 2 beasts shall be in your keeping.
1
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
chapter 5. May I ask you a question tonight that looks to you and me almost foolish, but a wise question. How many of you believe the word of God? How many of you believe that God is whom he says he is? How many of you believe that God can change your destiny? All right. Luke chapter 5. Beginning from verse 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two sheep standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the sheep, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would toss out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the sheep. Say with me loudly, God will meet me at the point of my need. Now, I want to say this simply tonight. In America, you have so many insurance companies that guarantee you when things are not working well, they will help you. And the difference between civilized nations and poor nations is that poor nations have only one blessed assurance. Do you hear what I'm saying? I love the green card. I love food stamp. I love the plastic credit card. But if I were to go to any store in Nigeria and bring that plastic out and collect things that I need, when I present that credit card, they will take the things I collected from me and send it back to the rack. Because they are not used to credit card. It's not because we are foolish, but they are teaching you how to owe no man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They teach you cash and carry. So you live too much indebtedness for your children. In the miracle story we are about to hear tonight, here was a man leading other men in a ministry of working hard to live to succeed. First and foremost, the day that Jesus met Simon Peter with this boat, he tried all he knew to do. He caught nothing. My Bible said he did not only do his best, but because he caught nothing, he was now washing his net. Many of you don't take care of what you have. And that in itself is recklessness. The Bible says of this same story in the book of Mark, they were not only washing their nets, they were mending their nets. When things are not going the way you want it to go, outsiders have no power to encourage you inside. Many times when you are down, most of your friends are those more down than you. Somebody didn't hear what I'm saying. Many times when things are not in your favor, the people you talk to are those worse than you. But the good news is this. If you are a wise man or a wise woman, don't look for somebody crying to comfort you when you are in trouble. Let me put it this way. If Pastor Gary were to have ministry problem, And he calls me and says, Papa Idahosa, I need your help. I need your prayers. And I say, what's happening? He said, this is this, this is this. And I say, you don't know what I'm facing here. For the last 3 days, Gary, I need your prayers. You don't know what I'm facing in Africa. He's going to drop the phone down quietly. Because sorry plus sorry equals to double sorrow. You don't need a sorry brother. You need a man when you say, I'm down. He said, come on, get up and rise and shine. You don't need a man when you say, I need your prayer, I'm sick. He said, I've been in hospital for 4 days now. You need a man who will say, don't finish your statement. I take authority and dominion over that foul spirit of headache, of chest pain, of business rough. I rebuke it and command you loose in Jesus' name. That's whom you need. Somebody say big amen. Amen. Sometimes people complain, even in the church. For 2 weeks now, nobody visited me. You know what Jesus said? You should visit the sick. Some people complain. For the last 5 days, nobody said, how are you to me? Jesus didn't ask you to look for who will say sorry to you. He asked you to heal the sick and touch the weak. If you put yourself in advantage position, you use it to the glory of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Here came Jesus, met this man, 3 days, fished, caught nothing. And Jesus, first of all, took note of where he was fishing. He has so pulled the ship out of the water that he anchored it. He anchored the ship. And Jesus said, first and foremost, as a fisherman, your ship should not be in land. Thrust out of land. Look at your Bible. Thrust out of land. Let it is a come to land. Look, maybe my Bible is different from your own. Look at it properly. He prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Many of you are looking for miracle in where there is obstacle. That's not how it works. Running from trouble doesn't cure trouble. Binding the devil is what brings results. Jesus said, you taking the sheep from where it ought to be. You brought it here. But if you really are a good fisherman, take the boat from there, bring it here. That's where the water is. Then Jesus now climbed. Oh my God, look at it. The Bible says now, he prayed him that he would thrust out a little. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Principle number one, we must put God to our business. This man, if he met Christ, his once a wild friend, he wouldn't go forward. Every leader that wants to grow in the ministry, stop answering the name president and founder. That's not American English. Many people are founders. God is not a friend to founders. God is a boss to servants. Do you understand what I'm saying? Once upon a time, I was the founder of our ministry until I found out the Bible says, other foundation can no man lay. So I have to surrender my foundership to him. Because the Bible says Christ is the head of the church. Because the Bible says Jesus died for the church. He didn't die for evangelistic organization. And he's not coming back for evangelistic organization. He didn't say, I will build my association. He said, I will build my church. The first thing you ask yourself is Christ the chairman of my business? He gave him his boat and he sat on it. Oh, that you give God your business and give him a seat. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Jesus needs a seat in your business. He sat. Look at your Bible. He sat on the ship. Then when he finished preaching, look at what he did in verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Now that I'm sitting as joint chairman of your fishing business, let me see how fish will travel and say they are not at home. I made all the fish in the water. Now I'm your co-laborer and I'm the head of this business. Reach out to the deep. Many of you don't take risk. You are looking for fish in the surface. And by nature, big fish doesn't come to the surface. Every big fish go down the water. Shark is not in the shallow water. Dolphin is not found in shallow water. Tiny fishes come to shallow water. And Jesus said, instead of going out, go deep. I don't know who is going out tonight. God sent me to tell you, go deep. Where you are running from, go back. Make Christ the chairman of that business and give yourself a second chance. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Let's see how Peter answered him. Number one, Peter answering said unto him, Master, stand up everybody, please. I know you are hearing what I'm saying. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? Say loud with me, Master. In English, what does Master mean? The man who knows what to do when things are wrong. The master of my poor situation. The leader who knows what to do when I don't know what to do. Master, say that loud. Question. When was the last time Jesus became the master of your sheep? When was the last time things got rough and you asked for a master instead of a servant? All our wrong and all our poor condition needs a master. One more time, say loud, Master.
Master.
Try two more times.
Master.
Master. Oh God.
You are aware of where I am, Master. You know what to do, Master. My trials and temptation are under your authority. When I'm confused, you are not confused. When I'm down, you are not at my level. Oh God. Somebody ought to call Jesus Master tonight. Somebody should call him Master tonight. We have toiled. We have toiled all night. I have taken nothing. Now, somebody say now. Never. Are you with me? We have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Never again in my life shall I be less. Can you put never in your life tonight? Can you add the word again? Talk back to me. Say never.
Never.
Again.
Again.
Will.
Never.
My job.
My home.
My business.
Be less.
In simple human English, you are saying, notwithstanding. That's what you are saying in English. But that's not what Bible actually said in Greek and Hebrew. Peter was saying, because you are standing, my less ended yesterday. I will never again be less. Can somebody claim that? Say it loud. One more time. Nevertheless, at your word, less is over.
Oh God.
I'm prophesying on you tonight. I say I'm prophesying on you tonight. At the word of God, your less is over. In the name of Jesus, your less is over. Never again will I be less. Because of your word, my less is over. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Nevertheless, at thy word, I left America 26 years ago with $500. Hold your ears, say, I hear you. I got to England. The British Airways took $380 out of my $500 for excess. They charged me £3,000 for the junks I took from America. I cried like a baby. And the manager said, young man, why are you crying? I said, that's all I have. I said, what do you want to do? You drop them or you carry them? I said, I want to take all. I said, what can you pay? I said, let's cut it into half. She said, pay such an amount. By the time we reckon what he agreed, it was $380. He left me with $120. I got to my country. The first 20 or 30 people that hugged me were on the floor. By the power of anointing. We drove from the airport to the church. While we were singing and dancing, I was protecting my money. Then, out of zeal, I said, now it's time for tithe and offering. And the Lord said, bring it out. What sayest thou? Bring all out, drop it in the plate. I rebuke you, Satan. And the Lord said, when you finish rebuking me, rebuke. Put the money in the plate. I took the $120. My hand was shaking. I was weeping. People thought I was in the spirit. I was speaking in tongues. Oh, my mama is gone, 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 gone. Oh, my mama is gone, 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 gone. I dropped the 120 for the first time in my life. And the Lord said, never again will you be short of money for the rest of your life. Somebody join me to say, nevertheless. I dropped it. We started building Bible college, hospitals, ministries. Nevertheless. Who can join me to say nevertheless? Nevertheless. Sit down. We will let down the net. Why will Jesus tell you to do what he does not believe will work? God never talked like that. And God cannot be your co-chairman in business and you sustain losses. He can't sit in your boat and you catch nothing. I will let down the net. Listen to what my Bible said. When they had this done, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Say with me, net breaking.
Net breaking.
I didn't hear you.
Net breaking.
Add the word to it, miracle. Net breaking miracle. Say it together. Now use these three words with me. With Jesus in my ship, I can have net breaking miracle. Put the three together. Try it one more time. Try it for the last time. With Jesus in my ship, I can have net breaking miracle. How many of you believe that? Listen to this. Look to the deep for a catch. They threw their net, spread it to the deepest part. When it was time to pull it up, they couldn't pull. My Bible said, and their net break. Verse 7. Read verse 7 very well. And they beckoned unto their partners. Read your Bible, read your Bible, read it, look at it, read it. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and do what? And do what? And do what? And do what? Not only from zero to surplus. I have enough miracle that I need help. Dr. Gary, the beckoning was not come and buy. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Partners, come and buy. Was that what he said? What did they say? They are partners. Come and do what? Come and do what? It is because many of you are still living between hand and mouth that you can't give away. If you follow what I'm telling you tonight, what you have from now will be so much that you'll be looking for help. Collector, listen to this. This will help you, Dr. They beckoned. Number one, their net break. Say that. Number two, they beckoned to their partners. Come. Help. Oh, God. I want to tell you what is in my own Bible. Different from your own. If their net break, how did the fish stay when they are looking for help? And what does that mean? The miracle that belongs to you cannot be missing. If the fish belong to you, it doesn't matter how much the net break, the fish will wait. I say your miracle will not vanish. Your fish will not disappear. Your next miracle will not run away from you. What God put in your vineyard will not escape. Somebody say loud amen. Look at verse 7. Everybody stand to your feet. Look at verse 7. This is what brought me here tonight. Verse 6. Their net break. Verse 7. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ship, so that they began to sink. Say with me, net breaking, boat sinking. Miracle is what I need. All of you who are believing God for net breaking and boat sinking miracle, come here now. May I ask you again, do you believe the Bible? May I ask you again, do you believe the Word of God? May I ask you again, are you waiting and expecting net breaking, boat sinking miracle? How many of you want to go from zero to surplus? Yeah. Open your mouth and say, I. Come closer. Everybody come closer. All of you at the back, spread across the seat here. Spread. Pastor Gary, come here. Mrs. Gary, come. Bishop Coletta, come here. If the word of God is true, we must experience it. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Do you have your Bible with you?
Yes.
Open it. 1 Kings chapter 17.
Hallelujah.
1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. I love dealing with king. I'm tired of dealing with slaves.
Hey, hallelujah.
I'm tired of dealing with poor people.
Amen.
Sometimes I need. That's why I never read the Bible they call New English Translation, because it's new. And the new Bible does not have thou. It doesn't have thus says the Lord. It gives you the English that is like newspaper. And no much miracle from such Bible. Look at my own Bible. It doesn't work too much. Listen to this. The word of the Lord came unto him, verse 8. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow to sustain thee.
Yeah.
Say zero.
Zero.
Say zero.
Zero.
Say zero.
Zero.
When a widow begins to sustain a preacher, he's not only down, he's down and out. This is God telling a preacher like Gary or Idahosa, leave the brook side. Hear me. Look at this. Verse 7. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Many of you like to stay with your dried brook. Because your grandfather was a Baptist, you want to die a Baptist. Because your grandmother was a black Negro, you want to die a nigger.
No.
We shall be free. We shall be free someday. Say, God forbid. He cannot say it. He cannot. She can't say it because of their skin. But I can say it because you don't need freedom if God set you free.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If after 2,000 years that Jesus said slavery finish, poverty finish, and you are still waiting for the day you will be free. Why are you asking for food stamp when you can get boat sinking and net breaking miracle? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any man training you to live on general welfare is insulting your intelligence.
Amen. Amen.
You were not born for welfare. You were born to have warfare with the devil.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And cast him out. You were not destined to be poor.
Amen.
You are destined for God to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If I were to receive a letter from this man because he thinks I'm black and he put $10 inside, I will reply him and put $100.
Mm.
Don't judge me by my skin.
Amen.
Rate me by my skill.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Look at verse 8. 1 Kings 17. The word of the Lord. Whenever things are going wrong, stop reading newspaper. Verse 9. Arise, say that I'm going to get up.
I'm going to get up.
Say it again.
I'm going to get up.
Say I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
Go.
Go.
Get up and go.
Get up and go.
Get up and go.
Get up and go.
There's something ahead of me.
There's something ahead of me.
I will get up and go.
I will get up and go.
There's something ahead of me.
There's something ahead of me.
Verse 10. So he arose. Some of you are fasting with your dry brook.
Mm.
21 days fast doesn't bring water to the brook. When your brook dry, get up and leave it behind. Say, I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
There's a better plan.
It's a better plan.
Ahead of me. If my brook dry, I don't dry with it.
I don't dry with it.
I rise up.
I rise up.
and move forward.
And move forward.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12. She said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. If you want to die, don't cook the last meal. You die quicker if you don't eat. If you really want to die, don't eat your last meal. So it's a waste. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying.
Amen.
Give it to who want to live.
Yes, amen, 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 amen.
You are anointed for prosperity. Verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Say to me, I'm no more afraid.
I'm no more afraid.
But make for me first a little cake and bring it unto me. And after that, make for thee and thy son. Verse 14. Mark your Bible. For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail for 1,000 days.
Hey, yes, glory.
Yes, glory.
Hallelujah.
Until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Yes.
The miracle you are looking for is not in insurance. It is God who will send financial rain to your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Oh. Give it till you get it.
Yes, hallelujah, yes, yes.
How many of you want to be big? Give the struggle in your hand out.
Yes.
That small thing will demean you. That small money will reduce you. Release it to receive it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Look at the next verse. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. Say it with me, my littleness, ended yesterday. My waste
finished.
From now, all my miracle will stay. Second Kings chapter 4. Now give me your ears. That cruse was there before Elijah came. Say, I hear you.
Amen.
It was finishing before Elijah came.
Amen.
But the man of God used the heart of God to say. Remember, we're on the subject? Say. Say. Believe it and say it. Open your mouth and say, believe it.
Believe it.
And say it.
And say it.
Bishop Coletta, that oil had finished. She couldn't even remember. The thing that was there was shake and drop it. But when the man of God says it's a lie. Now I want to use a word. Begin to say it's a lie. You are poor.
The lie.
You cannot make it.
It's a lie.
You have nothing.
It's a lie.
You never grow.
It's a lie.
You can't prosper.
It's a lie.
You know why it's a lie? Because that's not what God says. Yes. Amen. Now begin to say, it shall be so.
It shall be so.
You will prosper.
It shall be so.
You have more than enough.
It shall be so.
You will grow.
It shall be so.
You are blessed.
It shall be so.
You are lifted.
It shall be so.
The Lord is on your side.
It shall be so.
Your oil will never finish.
It shall be so.
Your cruise will not waste.
It shall be so.
Your meal will not drop. It shall be so. Somebody's.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One more time. Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
The mouth of the Lord and the mouth of God's man can change your destiny.
Yes.
When I came here for the first time, I prophesied over this man. I prophesied over this woman. When I saw her for the first time 16 years ago, she had 9 members or 13. I prophesied. When God Elise saw me 27 years ago, he prophesied. There are hidden treasures in you that the word of God needs to bring out. And tonight, your waste is over. The spirit of littleness is over. I cannot do it, it's over. I don't have, it's over. 2 Kings chapter 4. Is anybody with me tonight?
Amen.
When God knows you can't make it by yourself, he sends someone to help you to make it.
Glory.
Chapter 4. There's a prophet in Delaware tonight.
Amen.
His name is Benson Idahosa.
Amen.
Sent by Jesus Christ.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Verse 2. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me. What hast thou in thy house? Tell me. And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Verse 4. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels which you borrowed. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. Say with me, she poured out.
She poured out.
How can you pour out of what is nothing? When God connects invisible pipe to your empty pot at the back. Somebody better hear me tonight. When the nozzle of miracle is connected to you, there may be a gallon in your front to fill a drum. The power is not in your gallon, the power depends on the nozzle. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? There's a faith nozzle entering you right now. Touch your back. Say there's a nozzle.
There's a nozzle.
Is that the name in America? Nozzle?
Yeah.
In petrol station, what do you call it? Nozzle. You know what nozzle is?
Yeah.
The thing that brings out what is hidden in the ground.
Yeah.
Bishop, can you say it? You know I don't understand English.
Yeah. A nozzle.
What is it in English?
It's a nozzle.
What is it in America?
Nozzle.
What does nozzle do for you when you get to a fuel station?
Fill it up. Fill it up.
Do you see the petrol on the street? Well, when you put the nozzle, do you have faith your tank will be full?
Yeah.
Do they fill your tank?
Yes.
Why will you believe in man's nozzle and don't believe that God has enough nozzle? When thou art come in, shut the door, pour out. Listen to the covenant for you tonight. So she went from him. You see, the first step to a miracle is going. If you stay too much, life pass you by.
Yes, amen.
In Luke 5, when they had this done, in 1 Kings 17, she went home. In 2 Kings 4, she went. A goer is a receiver. Don't stay with your dry brook. It doesn't matter how much you like dryness. She went from him, shut the door, verse 6, and it came to pass, when the vessel were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Say with me,
from now,
no more emptiness,
no more emptiness,
anymore. In my home.
In my home.
The question was, where are the empty pots in the town? No more. Where are the empty bank accounts in your city?
No more.
Hallelujah.
No more.
Where is the business that failed yesterday?
No more.
And the oil. And the fishes.
Stay.
And the bread.
Stay.
And the meal.
Stay.
Any miracle,
yes,
that God brought to your own house, no matter how much the net break, the fish will wait.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Second question. Are you willing to pour out?
Yes.
First question. Hear me. Will you be willing to beckon to partners?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking you.
Yes.
Can your miracle help another person?
Yes.
Third question. Do you believe that God can give you net breaking and boat sinking miracle?
Yes.
Number four. Do you believe that no matter how much the net is torn and the ship sink, the fish will get home?
Yes.
Final question. J-E-S-U-S. Can God count on you,
yes,
to help someone else?
Yes.
I want to challenge your faith tonight. If you are really a believer in the Word of God, I finally asked this man, because of what God put in my heart,
tonight. Many of you have hidden treasures. That Isaiah chapter 43, 44, 45 talks about. But no prophetic word have been uttered to bring it out. And God have used my mouth tonight. Your cruise will never finish. Your oil will stay. God is going to give you net breaking and boat sinking miracle. Do you believe it? I'm going to ask you to do something before we pray. I asked Dr. Gary Weston, what is the next level that this ministry is moving to? And he told me, we are going to build global distribution center. And I told God, just before I left the hotel, give me 100 people who will beckon to partners. Not because he's here. Not because she's here. There are few people in my life that we wouldn't have been doing what we are able to do in Africa if they were not by me. If they were not standing with me. Each one of you need a prophet to tell your hidden treasure to come out. I'm not sure you heard what I'm saying. And to direct your destiny to new location or far from shortages. Holy Spirit, Son of the living God, you who fed the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness, their feet were not swollen, their garment did not smell, and there was not one feeble man among them. I stand on your word tonight for 100 people who will look beyond the now and see you at your word to give them net-breaking, boat-sinking miracle. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen.
We hope the last hour has been a time of faith and hope for you with our Redemption Hour broadcast. However, should you wish to write to us with any requests for prayers, for any further information, or possibly you wish to request for a cassette copy of this broadcast tape, write to Redemption Hour Broadcast, PMB 1314 or P.O. Box 60, Benin City, Nigeria. We certainly would like to hear from you soon. Or you may reach us through any Church of God Mission Center nearest to you. Until next week, at the same time, God bless you real good.
The Lord that gave manna to 2 million people in the wilderness is still alive. The God that supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory is still alive. Say hallelujah. For all that he has done.
And watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. we need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you and God truly bless you.